just like before in the Ramitzinu, just like before in by a knife, before like by a behema, that the shechita is what marks with pachila. If you make a kosher shechita on an animal, that gives you, you have to eat it. The loch is what that this shechita is also mitayer, the treifos and mitumaso, even in the case where the shechita cannot give you have to eat the animal, because the animal is found to be a treifa. Still the shechita takes off the tumas novela. If so, af maliko, the same thing should be as far when the kohen makes the maliko. Shemach shirosa b'yachilo, that the maliko is machshir, the oif b'yachilo by kochim, is titor trefosim mitumosai. Isn't it a svar to say that it should be mitayir, the tumas novela from the oif? Such a meyashita, that you make a maliko on a knife trefo, that it has no tumas novela. So what do we have here? Well, first we have a kalbochema to say the maduch to shechita by a behema is metarma de nevelo, who would then the shechita by an oif of chulin should also be metarma de nevelo. That's the kalbochema. And now we make a binyanav, just like we find that shechita by an oif of chulin is machshut b'achila. That's metarma de nevelo, who would then malika by kochim. So you see by kochim, a dove along the kalbochema, you could be chos of lama b'binyanav. Running out now, binyanav, just like shechit of a knife is metarma de novela, who would in the malika soif by kochim, is also metarma de novela. Moraz says, Rabbi Yossi says, Daya kinevelas behema teira, she shechitosa mitarosoi, follow malikosoi. He also knows he can't make this limut. They'll be learning it out. It starts out, all kavachemer is from a behema, says Daya, you can't learn out more than you have by a behema. By behem, it's only a ma'ase shechita that's mitarma de novela, and not a malika. So you cannot end up telling me that a malika by oif kochim is also mitarma de novela. The Gemara says, "Veloi, it's not true. It's not a kasha. This dayoy is not a kasha here. Hosam tevehi mishchita dechulin kasyan. That's not pshat the kal v'chayma. The kal v'chayma is just to teach us that just like by shechita by behema is mitarma de novela." Who adin a shechita by a knife is also mitarma de novela. Aye, how do we know a malika by kochim? That I'm learning off in a binyanav. That's hosam tevi mishchitas to chulin kasyan. That's a binyanav. Just like a shechita by a chulin is gives the heter achila, who adin it's mitarma de novela. The same thing malika. Malika also gives the heter achila by oif kochim. It could also be mitarma de novela. So, Nachmani, who we have a proof. To a double lama and the kavuchayma, you could be chaz of a lama with a binyanav. Now the Gemara Shiloh, dover halama with a binyanav, mar shayum with behekish, or the gzereshava, or the kavuchayma. Or the binyanav, you have all the shilas. Something you first learn out with a binyanav, just like you find it here, you find it there. So you know the loch over there. Now the shiloh is that place, can you learn it out? A hekish to someplace else, or else make a gzereshava. Or else the kavuchayma, or else make another binyanav. That's all the shaylas. So Moraz says, "Poshet mehochada." At least I'll have a shayla, I'll have an answer for at least one of your shaylas. And from like this, if we have a gemara, later it says, "Mitnei ma omru lan bedam kosher." How come the locher is if you have dam kochim that was lon left over that is kosher? Lon bedam is kosher. Sherei lon bi emurim kosher. As loch is if the emurim was left over, it's also kosher. Rashi says of nema omru lekamli aparakam esbech mekadish that the Rabbi Yehuda the Dorish zoisi oilo harei elu miyutim prat lenishchat balaylo v'nishpach dama v'shiyotz adama chus lekloyim. And those things, even if it's olu, it's yordo. Even if it goes on top of the mizbech, you have to take it down. In other words, dam, if you left over dam, you didn't make this rika that day, the dam was left over to the next day, he owes be the Eved. If you make his rika, now it's kosher. But the Eved wants his olu, it's lo yerdu. So how do you know this? So Rabbi Yehuda answers, Mifnei ma omru, lan badam kosher, shere lan bemurim kosher. Rashi said, "When they ma'omru lan b'dam kosher, shem olu. Why is the locher but the yevet was put up there on mizbeach lo yorad? Shere kosher be'murim. Im lonu be'murim. If you left over murim overnight, the yolu mizbeach and you put it on top of the mizbeach is lo yeradu." So that's how he knows it. Now, v'lon b'murim kosher, how do you know this? Sherei lom b'bosa kosher. Because the locha is, lom b'bosa also kosher. Rashi says, gomim min ha-Torah, shezman ha-achila shlomim shnei yomim. Just like by the meat, it was left over for the second day, you're allowed to eat it. Ezal me'murim gamim b'bin yinav. We're learning out the emurim of shlomim, b'bin yinav, just like the meat is kosher the second day, who are then allowed to burn the emurim the second day. And we'll make another binyanav back to dam. So you see, by kochim, he could make two binyanavs. So that's why lan b'dam is kosher. Yoytze, hayo v'yoytze kosher. Like how come loch is if it's yoytze? If the boss went out of the Beis Hamikdash, or the emurim, or the dam, but the ever you make his rico put on the mizbeach, it's also molul lo yerdu. How do we know that yoytze? Hayo v'yoytze kosher b'brama. Since there's a By the bummis, there's no psul yotze. So therefore, since it has a place that's kosher, therefore the din is imolu lo yerdu. Tomei, what about if the emurim of the dam became tomei? Why here do we say by the eved imolu lo yerdu? Hoyvuto be avoidis tziba. Because also there's a find a place where it's muta. By korban tziba, it's brought even betuma. Chutlas manui, what about if you have a bosa or the emurim that has a psul pigul on it? How come there we say b'di'evet amol la'yerdu? Also, hayo maratza le'pigulay. Since l'maisa the avoidis, the dollar avoidis were done to the korban, and the dollar avoidis made the korban into pigul, so therefore it has a milo that our kopon of the avoidis were done to this korban, that's why now amolu, the din is la'yerdu. What about chuslim kaimai? If you don't have a machshavas pigul, you have a machshavas tidit, the wrong place. Since it's a hekish, to the same aloch as a pigul. What about, therefore, also the model of Yerdu? Shekiblu psulim, what's going to be if Apostle Kain made the Kabbalah, Hakam of the Yevid, if you make his Riku now, it's lo Yerdu? Fezorku domim, tahanach psulim, techozel avoid the Sibur. Talking about a case with those Kahanim that now the apostle, but for avoid the Sibur, the kosher. So again, since we find a place that the kosher, therefore, by the effort we said the locher is imolu lo yerdu. Now the shalu is v'chidon and davar shloy be'achsheroi midavar she'achsheroi. To learn out something that's not a tzechsher from a thing of a tzechsher. Rashi says v'chidon and davar the koyalfes be'murim shloy be'achsherim midavar. How do you learn out the murim from bosa? You're learning out that by shlomim, just like the bosa, you let eat the second day. Who adin if you left over the murim, you let it burn it the second day. The question is, what's the limud? The meat is heksha. You're allowed to leave it over to the next day. The Torah says shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days. So what's the raya from emurim that you're not allowed to leave it overnight? Emurim is from that night, you're supposed to burn it either that day or that night. You're not supposed to leave it over to the next morning. It's like noisa. So how do you know still with the evidence of all the yerdu? Rashi the zui mitzvosoi. The selech yalef yoytze b'mikdosh, miyoytze b'bomo. There's no Isser over there. Killing out Yotze from Boma. Boma has no Isser at all. Mashiach and Yotze in the base of Mikdash has an Isser. So you're killing out one from the other. Have the Gemara Tono, Mizoitz Torah Sola, Reboy Samachlei. Enechnami, Isamachana Reboy. Rashi says, Torah has Lechol Eilen. Yamol Lo Yerdo. He has said, Amoy to call Laila. Therefore, that's the Ikalim, what they say, really everything should be Imolu lo yerdu. And all the rice, running what she says, Mishum v'mayit mizoisi, hoy l'tlos apsule. That they will have later in the Gemara, there are 3 miyutim. There are 3 cases that's Imolu yerdu. So you only have to have little svaros to say which one is m'mayit and which one is not. So there's only little svaros here to say that Imolu lo yerdu. But it's not the real svaro. A lot of Ikalim, but it's a lima from a posik. Well, learning out from here just is, these svaros are just to teach us that these are not the worst psulim, therefore other psulim have a din of imolu yerdu, but not these. These are lochris imolu lo yerdu. Here, now we go back to the mission. It says, Shiori hadam, the shirayim, the leftover dam, after you made this rikis in the panim, on the chates apanim, now what do you do with the leftover dam? So Mishnah says, you have to spill it on the yisoid, or the Mizbech HaChitzoin, on the Marav side. The question is, my time, how do we know this? How do you know to put it on the Marav side of the Yisoid? Omar Kor, the Pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo. Asher Pesach Oyemoyid, you have to put it on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Oilo, that's the outside Mizbeach, which is by the Pesach of the Oyemoyid. So who would mean to say, Hahu de Pogab Resha, the corner, the side that you meet first. So when he comes out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the one that he meets first is the Marav side. The Marav side of his Mizbeach Chitzon, that's the one he meets first. So that's how the mission knows to say that the Shirayim has to be put on the Marav side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now the Brice explains, Tana Rabbonin, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo. The Rashi says, really it says five times the Parashia saying, one is by Echati Shopar Mashiach, Vishopar Helam Dobo, this is a Pnimis, and also Vishal Soyer Hanosi, when the Nosi, the Melach does the Chet, he has to bring a Soyer, Vishal Kivsas Yochid, Vishal Tiros Yochid, Chen Chitonius. These last three, these are Echates HaChitonius. The Rashi says, Bishtaim HaPnimis, and the two Kabonis are the Pnimis, by these three kabbonis about the Shvich HaShirayim, the Pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo. So it says clearly that the Shirayim should be put El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo. But Bishtayim HaChitzonius in the one on the outside Mizbeach, Ksiv El Yisoid Mizbeach Stama. So now when the Darsh in the first three times when it says El Mizbeach Oilo, like, what do you have to have it for? Why does it have to say three times by three karbonis that the Shirayim should be put El Mizbeach Hoilo? So Bryce says, Tana Rabbanan, El Yisoid Mizbeach Hoilo. So one Jewish is, V'lo Yisoid Mizbeach HaPnimi, that you should not put the Shirayim of the Chates HaPnim on the inside Mizbeach, but rather the Shirayim goes on the outside Mizbeach. Then another time it says that El Yisoid Mizbeach Hoilo, Ein Lo Yisoid LePnimi Atzmoi, that Bechlal, there's no Yisoid on the inside Mizbeach. There's only a Yisoid sticking out on the outside Mizbeach, and not on the inside Mizbeach. It doesn't have it at all. And then the third Joshua is again, this is the third time, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo, which we darshin, Ten Yisoid Le Mizbeach Shaloilo. Means give the Yisoid to the Mizbeach Shaloilo, means all the Kabonis that are brought like on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the leftover dam, there's a mitzvah shirayim. You're supposed to spill it onto your side. And Rashi says, the Ikir Chiddush is by Korban Oilo. By Korban Oilo does not say the mitzvah shvicha shirayim, so learn it out from here. That anything that goes on the Mizbeach HaChitzon has to have shirayim. Samar says, Ayena, maybe not that way, Ela Mizbeach Shal Oilo Yehelu Yisoid. So Rashi says, Joshua is no, the question is no, Ayena, maybe not that way. Maybe it's not coming to teach us the halachas of the shirayim, the leftover dam that you put on the yisoid of mizbeach. Maybe that's not the chiddush. It's coming to teach us the halachas of the ikas rikas that go on the mizbeach achitzayim. The matan dam shel oila, when you bring a regular korban oila, where do you put its matan damim? Sheiton shtei mat noisav kineged ayisoid, that the two zrikas you have to do should be at corners that have a yisoid to it. Well, the muta keren mizrachos roimis, the ikar is that the keren mizrachos roimis, the north-south side corner, shein lo yisoid, that corner has no yisoid to it. There's no foundation sticking out over there. Because I mean, like we have led in this parak. So maybe that's the chiddush over here. The most question, maybe it means that the zrikas of a regular korban oilo should only be on the corners that have a yisoid and not on the mizrachos remes. So my answer is no. Omer Rav Yishmael kal v'chaima. On this I have a kal v'chaima. I do not need a pasuk for this. Omer shirayim shein mechaprim tuni yisoid. Madas the leftover blood that does not come for kaporo. Still, you have to put it on the yisoid of the mizbeach. So tchilas oilo. So the first zrikas that you do for korban oilo, Hashem mechaperos, that those rikas make a kapora, ain't no din, isn't the svara, shetuni yisoid, that pshita the zrikas should only be in a corner that has a yisoid? So I know mina svara not to make a zrikas on that one corner. So I do not need a pasuk for this. Therefore, the Jewish Shazar, like we had before, to tell us that all the kabonas on the zvecha chitzoin, ni has a mitzvah shirayim. Now, Omer, Rabbi Kiva, ma shirayim, shein mechaprim, V'yein boin l'chaporah, tuni yisoid. So Rabbi Akiva says like this, Madach Shirayim, which it itself is not Mechaprin, that does not even come for Kaporo. Still the Lachor is in these Yisoid. Rashi says, Mashirayim Shachat Hashem Mechaprin to Yisoid. For Rabbi Akiva Goma Lo, this is what he learns about Mashirayim. Soon we'll explain what's the difference. Why is Rabbi Akiva commentated more than we just said the same Kavachayim before? Hakopon, his Kavachayim is like this. Mashirayim Shein Mechaprin V'yein Boin LeKapora Tuni Yisoid Satchilas Oilom, the beginning of the Zerikas of a Korban Oilom Shein Mechaperos, they cause the Kapora Obo LeKapora, they're coming for Kapora also. That's the way the owner has a Kapora. Is there any din Shetuni Yisoid? Isn't it a swore for sure that should have to have Yisoid? That's the way he makes this Kavachayim. So a core point of the Maskonerism came if so, Matam Aloyma Yisoid Mizbech Oilo. Why does the Pasuk say a third time, like the Shirayim should go, put it on the Mizbech Oilo? It means, Tein Yisoid, the Mizbech Oilo. So you have to say all the Karbonis that go on the Mizbech Chitzoin, there is a Mitzvah Shirayim. The leftover dam has to go on the Yisoid. And that's the Kiddush by Korban Oilo. Now, Omama, what we just said before, El Yisoid Mizbeach, for lo Yisoid Mizbech HaPanimi, that you're supposed to put the Shirayim on the Yisoid of the outside Mizbech, and not on the Yisoid of the inside Mizbech. That was the first Rosh we had. So I asked the question, Homi Bona Lagufay, we need this for itself. Rashi Shashvichas, the Yisoid Mizbech HaChitzoin, that you need it Lagufay to tell you there's a mitzvah Shvicha, that you're supposed to put the Shirayim on the outside Mizbech. But maybe, Mir Rashi says, Kol Shechenim Rotsi Yitnam Al Panimi. But maybe if you want to, for sure, you could do it on Mizbech HaPanim also. The Pasuk is only saying, if you put it on Mizbech HaChitzoin, you mekayem the mitzvah. But maybe, you could also put it on the Mizbech HaPanim also. So, you need Lagufa, how do we know to be mayit, that you're not allowed to put it on Mizbech HaPanim? So, my answer is, May Asher Pesach Oyel Mayid Nafka, no. When the Pasuk says, Asher Pesach Oyel Mayid, that's the outside. So therefore, we know anywhere the Shirayim has to Badafka be on the outside. So the Diyuk is the second time, Badafka outside, and not on the Mizbech HaPanim. Masha Pesach Omer Nafka. Now, a Yisayid Mizbech Oilo, what's the second Jerusha? We said with Ashin, Tein Yisayid Mizbech Shaloilo, that make the Yisayid to Mizbech Shaloilo. So this was like